Meta arms blind veterans, DOJ approves a media mega merger, and deepfake sites seized. Meta announced plans to donate AI-powered smart glasses to every blind veteran in the United States, a population that could number roughly 157,000, in a move that simultaneously represents a charitable commitment and a large-scale real-world test of AI accessibility technology. Successful deployment could advance navigation assistance, text reading, and object identification capabilities that benefit the broader visually impaired population while generating goodwill with a politically influential constituency. The Department of Justice approved Paramount's $111 billion merger with Warner Bros. Discovery, clearing the creation of a media conglomerate with substantial control over television and film production. Regulators appear to have concluded that consolidation among legacy media companies is necessary for competing against technology platforms such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Disney Plus, rather than viewing it as harmful market concentration. Critics caution that the combined entity's control over major franchises and content libraries could allow it to restrict competitor access or demand elevated licensing fees in ways that may not be apparent from the immediate market impact. Federal authorities seized deepfake pornography websites under the Take It Down Act, marking an early enforcement action under new laws targeting non-consensual synthetic media. The seizures represent a shift from voluntary platform moderation toward criminal law enforcement shutting down entire operations and set precedents for platform liability around AI-generated content, though observers note the same underlying technologies are also used in legitimate film production, education, and accessibility applications. A man has been charged with faking a $3 billion fortune to steal 239 million Napster shares, with prosecutors alleging sophisticated financial manipulation, exploiting the complexity of tracking ownership and valuation in a brand that has passed through multiple restructurings. The case highlights what authorities describe as gaps in due diligence processes for digital assets and companies with complicated ownership histories. Roku is reportedly in talks to sell itself, according to Bloomberg, as the streaming device pioneer faces intensifying competition from integrated ecosystems offered by Apple, Google, and Amazon. Any potential acquirer would likely prize Roku's advertising platform and household viewing data over its hardware business.